now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
You can make your fortune in anything. You can make your fortune in anything. There are a lot of get-rich, work-at-home opportunities, income-at-home opportunities, but you know what? Do you know what? There is no substitution for hard work and sticking to something, anything. Just stick to it. You can make your fortune in practically anything. When I first got into the recruiting business, I was introduced to some of the most bizarre occupations, and some of these bizarre occupations paid very well. I learned a valuable lesson about the different occupations and careers that exist throughout the world. You know what? There are a lot of career fields and occupations out there that are so under the radar, practically no one even knows they exist. They're not very glamorous, but they pay extremely well. Some people might even consider the executive search consultant business that I'm in kind of a bizarre occupation and career field category, right? And stays under the radar. I guess it is. There are not a lot of people that know what an executive search consultant does. And we tend to fly way under the radar. So I guess I'd be considered in that category, wouldn't I? Maybe. I don't know. There are a lot of career fields that fall into this bizarre occupation that no one understands what they really do category. In my career, I have recruited emulsion asphalt mix designers. Oh, a what? emulsion asphalt mix designers. A caisson drilling project manager. Huh? How about a tieback and anchor bolt shoring designer? or project manager. What? See what I mean? In emulsions, a caisson drilling, tieback and anchor bolt design. What is that? It has to do with shoring. But earth shoring. What? Shoring. has to do with shoring. What's that? It has to do with excavation, dirt work, shoring up the side of buildings. So you could put a building on a side of a hill. And I can list career fields for days and days and days to you that you've never heard of. And they might be these type of fields, these career occupations, may be foreign to us, but these people do these jobs all day long. It's normal stuff to them. It's normal stuff to them. It's what they do. It's where they make their fortune. It's where they make their fortune. And you can make your fortune at anything. We've talked about this so many times on the show. We talked about making fortune in trash. Wayne Huizenga, right? The owner of the Miami Dolphins, or previous owner of the Miami Dolphins, and he owned all kinds of Blockbuster Video. He started that. He made his fortune in trash, hauling trash, okay? It is true that you can literally make your fortune in anything. So don't go for these glamorous careers everybody knows about, everybody goes to, everybody tries to get a degree in. There are so many career fields under the radar that you can make your fortune in that no one even knows exist. But they're good careers. They may fit your personality to a T. But they're very odd and bizarre to some people. And there's tons of these. I mentioned a few, but I could mention a ton more. There's a ton of these. But my point is,
Don't just go for the glamorous. Don't just go for the known, in-your-face career field that everybody gets, right? Before I got into the executive search business, I was in the copyright business, publishing business. Well, that's another strange area to some and not to others. The law fields, there's a lot of copyright and publishing, but this is very my specific job duties and responsibilities were very bizarre. not bizarre, but I mean, people just don't know what this is, right? Okay, you need a music license. What? I need a music license. You know, establishments that need music license and things having to do with copyrights and the owners of those copyrights, songwriters. But so there's a lot of career fields out there, and you can make your fortune in anything. Okay, my point is just that. And that's why I'm doing the show tonight. I want to make sure that you understand that you can make your fortune in anything. And I've said that like 10 times now. I've repeated myself. But some people have made their fortunes in the trash business, right? Wayne Huizenga. Some people made their fortunes in hauling business. Whatever business. Hauling junk, trash, move. You know, a lot of people don't have storage and garages and places to they could put things. They don't have trucks, right? And they don't have an uncle to borrow a truck from. So they call places to haul things. There's people that made their fortune in the car wash business, medical delivery business, bridge painting business, and porta potty business. Don't always look for these career fields that are obvious and well known. There might be a really nice career waiting for you in something you don't even know exists today. Before I became an executive search consultant, I didn't even know what one did. Never even heard of it. I guess that's not good because I guess I was never recruited, right? And I wasn't. I was never recruited. I never knew what it was. I never knew what it was. Now I am one. Now I own a firm, right? So now I've been doing it almost 20 years. I'm coming up on 20 years. So stay away from the get-rich-quick ideas. Get into something and stick with it. Know your business, whatever it is, like no one else. Like no one else. Become an expert in your field. Become in demand. All right? And the key to success is finding something, anything, and sticking with it. You will become more successful in the long run if you find something that, yeah, okay, so it's in the trash business. Oh, yeah, okay, so it's in the emulsion business. Okay, so it's in the landscaping business. It's in the snow removal business. It's in the whatever business. And sticking with it. I recruit people all day long that are in the weirdest, bizarrest career fields that you would not believe, okay? And I didn't even know existed. And they've had long careers in these industries, and they make good livings. So stay away from the get rich quick. Find something that you can do. Stick with it. Stick with it. Become in demand. Become an expert at that. Whatever that is. Become an expert, and then you will become in demand. And anyone who wants to use that product or service will come to you. And the key to success is sticking with it. Is sticking with it. Because in the long run, you'll be more successful. And I don't care what the business is. You can make your fortune in any career field. The key is stick to it, become an expert, and then become in demand for your services. And then one day you'll be telling your story about how you made your fortune in whatever it is, okay? In this crazy career field. Or maybe in whatever, you know, I'm drawing a blank on different businesses here because there's so many. But maybe one day you'll be telling your story, how you made your fortune in the rubber band business or whatever. Okay. In the ball bearing business. What do you do? Ball bearings. Really? Is there a market for that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I just thought of something. I just thought, there's a guy in our office building that does seals. That's it. These seals, like rubber seals for boat propellers. Okay? That's it. That's what this company does. Now, it's big commercial boats, right? Commercial and big public government ships, warships and fishing boats and fishing ships and commercial fishing ships. The propellers on the back of these ships leak, so they have to have a certain seal. And this guy, that's all he does is those rubber seals for the propeller and the motor of the ships. That's it. I said, you got any other products? No, huh? That's it. That's it. Just this one seal. Yeah. But they come in different sizes. Oh, okay, okay. They come in different sizes. But this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Okay? He started with one location. Now he's got multiple locations. This is how it works. This is how this great country works, if you have an idea. Stick with it. Become an expert. Become in demand where everybody comes to you for your little widget or for whatever you do. And one day you'll be telling your story how great you are at the fill-in-the-blank business. Got it? I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. Good luck to each and every one of you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.